in the booth, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Jim, a hard-fought battle by your team tonight. It could tell they were hungry for it. The Bulldogs, though, were just a little bit more hungry, weren't they?
Well, they made one more play. Kelly, they made one more play than we did. You know, they, unfortunately, we got that goal at the end of the first period last night. They were able to get one at the end of the second, and we were 2 inches from getting that puck out of the zone. And but that, again, I've said it before, I'm sure I'll say it again, that's hockey. I mean, that happens. Nice tip by their player. I told the team after, I was very proud of their effort. We can't ask anything more out of them, what they gave us this weekend. When we started this journey of 4 consecutive weekends on the road, I said, if we can get points every weekend, that's a positive. And we came over here and we got 3 points. So I said, that's a positive. I said, next week's is going to be an even bigger challenge, but I said, I'm already looking forward to it. And that's the attitude we all have to have.
And a great attitude by your team, but great leadership out there on the ice. I know things in the first and second period were a bit chippy. Things got a little bit rough and tumble. Somehow your team kept it under control, and I think the referees did a good job of keeping that under control after a certain point there today. And kudos to Christine Grenier, your captain. I know I noticed her a lot out on the ice, and every time she hits the ice, I'm even more impressed by her hard work and her battles that she won today.
Oh, no question. That's her game. I use the term hunting puck. She's just tremendous at it. She just works incredibly hard. She's got a good stick. She's a smart player, good instincts, and that all goes into her game. But, again, great leadership from her, great leadership from all of our upperclassmen. We gave ourselves an opportunity against a very good team on the road, and as coaches, we can't ask more than that.
Your team had on the penalty kill, went perfect this weekend. They also had an opportunity to get a shorthanded goal. I can't remember if it, I think it was in the second period during one of those Duluth power plays, but nonetheless, they created their own opportunities, just couldn't get anything past Black after that first goal.
Yeah, credit to her. I thought she was a little shaky yesterday, and I said, maybe the layoff has affected her the most, but she was pretty solid today. I think we got a lot of pucks right into her, and she didn't have to make any great saves, but she kept the puck out of the net. So, kudos to her.
Stephanie Anderson, back-to-back games with a goal. I know she had a little bit of a drought, but since she came back from camp, she's playing very well. And with that line change, I think things are working for them. Wivoda and Tugas on both sides of her. Are you going to keep the line that way?
We'll see. I think we've got a nice group of forwards that we can put any number of them together in any number of combinations, and I think it would be a good thing. But Steph's goal, that was a national team player type goal. I mean, that was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. She came down that wing, made a little hesitation, and there's no, that defenseman had no chance in the world, and then she comes along that goal line, pulls it to her forehand, and I mean, that was a big-time goal, and it was a great response because they had just scored. And for her to do that, that was huge. I thought Steph was outstanding today.
Steph was outstanding today. Really noticed her on the ice as well. Coach, you got a big, like you said, a big challenge next weekend, another long road trip to Madison. But the Badgers are also very hungry to get some wins. They lost yesterday to the Gophers. They lost in the shootout today, again at Ritter Arena. They're back on home ice. What's your plan of attack against this Badger team? You guys obviously played close against earlier.
Well, it's we'll have an opportunity to watch the game film from their series against Minnesota. I mean, what can you say? They're an outstanding team. Mm-hmm. They're extremely well coached. They're playing at home. They're obviously trying to hang on to. Maybe Minnesota might have surpassed them in terms of who's number one in the league now. It's going to be a tremendous challenge. But you know what? That's like I said. I told the team I'm looking forward to it. I mean, what the heck? Let's just go down there. Let's just focus on Friday. Friday only. We're not going to look at big down the road, big picture. Let's just focus on Friday. Have a good solid week of practice or 2-3 days, whatever we're going to get, and go down there and see what happens.
Well, I know we had talked earlier. Nobody's going to really catch Minnesota or Wisconsin right now. Wisconsin in first place with 41 points. Minnesota in 40. They just did update those. Of course, Duluth pulling ahead of Bemidji State by 2 points. Some crucial 6 points on the line next weekend. Obviously, important weekends ahead for your team. Do you give your team a day off tomorrow and then get right back into practice?
You know, after this weekend, yeah, we'll give them a day off tomorrow. It's the first day of the second semester, so good opportunity just to focus on school, and just kind of give the body a little bit of a break, and we'll get back after it on Tuesday. And you know, but that's, you know, we've talked about this league so many times, and that's just the nature of it. Every weekend is big. Every weekend's there's points on the line, and it's critical as you're trying to, you know, like I say, we're trying to finish as high as we possibly can. And our goals from day one has been to be a top four team. That's still within our grasp, so to speak. But you know, we just got to take them one at a time, Kelly. And Friday night is the next one up.
Coach, a great effort by your team. Congrats on last night's win. And again, can't be upset with how your team played here today. We'll catch you on the bus.
Absolutely not. Sounds good, Kelly. Thank you.
Thank you.